to rejoice with those who rejoice where graduations are about to occur. And we appreciate the time to spend with our family always. I mentioned to you before we begin, I mentioned to you that we will have, after our service tonight, our reception for our graduates. And what we hope to do, if our lights work, is to have the first part of it in the room here, where we will try to recognize our graduates and their accomplishments, and we have a small gift for each one of them, and then we'll move across to the multipurpose room and enjoy some time together there as well. So plan on joining us if you can do so at all. I would like to use the opportunity to ask you to think for a moment about the phrase which is being used as a theme for our reception afterward tonight. It is from Proverbs chapter 3, and especially verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I appreciate that partly because it's written on the floor underneath my desk, courtesy of one of our young ladies who grew up here. It's also written on the floor of our teenage classroom underneath the carpet. It is a thought which is important to bear in mind for all of us, but especially when we think about, as was mentioned a moment ago in prayer, a major new step in someone's life. It surely is encouraging and thought-provoking to say, if you'll acknowledge him, he'll make straight your paths. What does that mean, and how would God do it? To have straight paths would mean to have a way open for you that would be safe to travel and would end up with a successful life. To have a way straightened for you would mean that you would be able to make progress and find fulfillment and end up with satisfaction. It would also, in biblical terms, mean that you would end up being at home with God, which is, of course, the object of all important undertakings of life, to end up with God in His presence, at home with Him. How would God do that? What would it mean that God is saying He'll do for us? And there's some clues to this in the context here, and then some I'd like to mention as the book of Proverbs goes along. It couldn't mean that this would be saying that if you'll just meet His conditions, then God is going to pay you off by making sure that there's never any hardship or difficulty or disappointment in your life. Of course, you all know that can't be what it means. The very next verse here in this context, the next two or three verses, will say, don't despise the Lord's discipline, His training. And that's verse 11 in this chapter. Normally in Scripture, that means that God may allow us to experience difficulty or hardship in order to deepen gratitude, to deepen endurance, to deepen our faith in Him, or our holiness, as Hebrews chapter 12 talks about it. In Hebrews 11, you remember that some of the greatest people of faith ever, you get toward the end of that chapter and you find out that many of them had their faith tested by fire by the things that were not easy and were not necessarily what they hoped or prayed would happen. So when God makes the path straight for us, it can't mean just simply guaranteed smooth sailing. It also doesn't mean that this is a promise which is without any condition at all attached to it. It says here, if you notice the previous verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, and then in all your ways acknowledge Him. The acknowledging that this is talking about arises from trusting God with all our heart and not being drawn away from trusting Him by our own understanding about things when things we think it what His way might not make sense at the moment, if we'd say it that way. The word acknowledge, which is used here, is a key. Acknowledge is very much related to the biblical concept of confession, or a good confession. It means to say the same thing as God says. It means to recognize Him. It means to make a confession of faith or belief in Him and then to stand by it. Those of you who are Christians at some point made the good confession in connection with your baptism into Christ. Your life, in terms of acknowledging God, will be to live up to that confession in all the different areas of your life going forward. That may then explain how God could go about providing straight paths for us. If we acknowledge Him in all of our ways, think of some of the things that will have to be true of us. Doing that is sure to have an impact on our character long term. Acknowledging God in all your ways will make a certain kind of person out of you. Character is not simply a something that happens in a vacuum. At the end of chapter 4, beginning at verse 23, you'll notice that it has to do with what goes on in our hearts. In verse 24, what comes out of our mouths. In verse 25, what we look at and fix our attention on. In verse 26, where we go. Acknowledging God in all of our ways then will have an impact on what we think, what we say, what we give our attention to, and then the endeavors or the places we go in our lives. That will be an important part of God providing straight paths for you. This text also would say to us that if we acknowledge God in our ways, it will have a bearing on what kind of people we end up, that we are certain to always have at least in the orbit in our lives. All of us going forward will live in communities or function in workplaces or have to deal with university settings or the broader culture in which many people will not necessarily share our convictions or our faith. But if we're acknowledging in the Lord in all of our ways, there will always be a connection with the Lord's people. There'll be a congregation somewhere that we'll end up with. And hopefully for the ones of you still in town, it'll be us. We'd love that. But that will mean that there'll be people around you who are like Christian grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and so forth who will always care about your best interest. And they'll always pay attention to what's happening in your life, and they'll try to help you and encourage you to be faithful to the Lord. That'll have a big impact on making your path straight. And if that goes on in your life, eventually that habit or that practice is going to have an impact on who you marry. And whether you marry someone who loves the Lord more than they love you will have a huge impact on whether the paths are straight in your life. If you marry someone who believes that the Sermon on the Mount describes true humanity, if you marry someone who, in whose life the Beatitudes are actual, present, and whose righteousness is set by the heart of God and not by the what-ifs around them, and someone who can really show a concern for godliness in their private lives without anybody watching, and somebody who's not overcome by anxiety and torn up by every unexpected thing that happens, and someone who practices the golden rule, that will have as big an impact on the course of your life as anything. You're not going to find people like that just anywhere. Acknowledging God in all your ways is your best hope of that. And eventually, if you're blessed with the privilege of being a parent, if you've been acknowledging God in all your ways, you're going to have some idea of what a father's love or a mother's love looks like, because you will know about a heavenly Father who's been dealing with your heart all that time. You'll be in a position where you will be able to recognize that young life as a gift, and that you'll be in a position where you'll be able to act like a shepherd, and you're nurturing and caring for and training a young life that God has placed in your care. And if you acknowledge God in all of your ways, when success comes to you in any of the other areas we've mentioned, God's presence will be a key factor in your ability to enjoy that success and to use it well. Who are you going to be thankful to when success comes your way? In what way are you going to use the fruit of your labor? When you find out that so much of the satisfaction of life was striving for that success, how are you going to be able to handle it when you realize that it wasn't the success that was going to bring the fulfillment, it was what you did with God's involvement in your life to move in that direction? And as in every life, if you acknowledge God in all your ways, He'll help you to cope with or to handle the things that are sure to happen that are not so easy, that are not successes. There'll be failures and hurts, disappointments, because there is in every life. When I was just finishing college, I ran across a preacher in West Texas, an older fella, whose bulletin articles I read every week. He finished every single sentence with an exclamation point. I didn't know if I was supposed to holler when I read it or what, but it got to the place where an exclamation point meant nothing. And in your life, if you think that it will be one unbroken string of situations where you are number one in everything, or where there's never anything that wasn't just exactly what you expected to happen, you probably are going to be disappointed. But if you've been acknowledging God in all your ways, He'll be up there with you in that. He'll provide the strength you need. He'll help you to grow through it. And you'll come out of it a person whose heart is more tender than it was when you started. So I suggest to everybody present, especially to our young people, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 is a wonderfully important biblical statement. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll make straight your paths. So I suppose we have to think about, don't we, whether we are acknowledging Him in our ways. Whether we're standing by the good confession in all of our ways. Whether we've even made the good confession. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, when Paul is writing, as you know, to Timothy in Paul's later years, and this is a young man so important to him, he tells him to take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. We'd urge every young man and woman to make the good confession and then to stand by it. Maybe you're here tonight wanting to do that. It would be some appropriate time for that to happen. If we do have anyone here who's wanting to take that step tonight, we offer this opportunity for you to let that be known to us as we stand and sing.